Tom Hopper's Massive Arms. A Tumblr thread collected and read by Momotastic.
Big arms, big arms. They say they want big arms.
Notkatniss.tumblr.com. It's funny to me that Game of Thrones people think Tom Hopper's character is hot, and yet he still has his damn sleeves on. You ain't getting the full picture. Cut off Dickens' sleeves, you cowards. Give us what the people need. Suckmysoul.tumblr.com. Just googled him and holy fucking shit, OP is not kidding around. Not Katniss. I would never joke about Tom Hopper's massive arms. BlackSirenCry.tumblr.com. This post reminds me of how Tom Hopper as Percival was the only knight on Merlin to wear sleeveless chainmail all the time. Image. A screen cap that shows the Knights of Camelot. From left to right, Sir Leon, Sir Gawain, Sir Percival, Sir Elion, Arthur Pendragon. They're all wearing chainmail. Sir Percival is in the center, a step in front of the other knights, and the only one standing in profile. He's also the only one whose chainmail has no sleeves. Percival getting warm in front of the fire alongside his sleeved, and probably warmer, brethren. Image. A screen cap that shows from left to right Sir Elion, Sir Percival, Arthur Pendragon, and Sir Leon sitting on a log next to a campfire. Once more, they're all wearing chainmail, and only Sir Percival has no sleeves. His arms are, in fact, bare, while Arthur's elbow-long sleeves give way to a long-sleeved gambeson. Top tip, Percy! Freezing cold winters are usually best handled with sleeves! Image. A screen cap shows Sir Percival and Sir Gawain standing in front of a group of knights. There are snow-covered hills behind them. The wind is whipping through Gawain's hair. Gawain's wearing his cloak and has it draped around himself to cover his arms further. Meanwhile, Sir Percival has it thrown back to let the icy wind at his bare arms. And finally, here's a pic of him looking like the cover of a 99-cent bodice ripper from your local Oxfam. Image. A promo shot of Sir Percival standing in the covered walkway of Pierrefonds Castle, which served as the set of Camelot Castle. He has one leg up on a stone bench and is facing towards the camera. He's wearing chainmail and his sword belt with the sword. As ever, his chainmail has no sleeves and his arms are completely bare except for a pair of leather vamp braces covering his forearms. TinyLilAmbrose.tumblr.com. My favorite is that his mail looks like it's two sets of mail fastened together. Like, Arthur brought him back to Camelot and the poor armorer was like, fuck, we don't make mail in actual Adonis size. And this is the best he could come up with. Spoopinstab.tumblr.com. He wearing that ship before Camelot, fam. Image. A screen cap of Percival's first appearance on BBC's Merlin. Lancelot is introducing him to Arthur Pendragon. Percival is indeed already wearing the sleeveless chainmail. Momotastic27.tumblr.com. You're right, he did. I completely forgot. That makes it much better, though. It means the boy found a set of chainmail, or maybe his buddy Lancey did, and it didn't fit because, well, the quote-unquote youth is rather large, isn't he? So he, or Lancey, was like, how are we gonna make this work? And I ended up cutting it open and putting buckles on it so it wouldn't be a weird chainmail cardigan. DIY chainmail. And then either Percival was attached to it and didn't want to get rid of it, or the smiths in Camelot were like, well, fuck, we can't do better than this, and making a new chainmail for this size boy is gonna take about 2 decades anyway, so might as well let him keep that one while we weave a bajillion chainlings together. Now, I'm imagining fic in which Percival is presented with a new set of perfectly fitting chainmail after the events of Camelot. It's Gwen who presents him with it, because she's a smith's daughter, all things told, and she feels it's her responsibility to do this for one of her most trusted and loyal knights. And, like, for years, because It's 3 years between season 4 and 5, yeah? Percival has been waiting for new chainmail, and it really just took ages to make it. And all his buddies, Lancelot, Elion, and Gawain, kept making friendly fun of him for wearing his quote-unquote teenage chainmail all this time. They kept saying that they'd make sure he get a proper coming-of-age celebration the day he got his new chainmail. And now, they're all gone, and he has a damn chainmail. Naturally, he doesn't much feel like celebrating, even though Leon stands him a pint at the tavern. Needless to say, that he probably never wears the new chainmail anyway. Big arms, I got that.